This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid to gather us Yawm al-Qiyamah, O Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ameen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Aba Yazid, Wallahi, Law ra'aka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La ahabbak, wa inni kullama ra'aytuk, تذكرت قول الله وبشر المخبتين. او ابي يزيد، if Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw you, he would love you. And every time I see you, I remember the ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, and give the glad tidings to the mukhbitin, to the humble ones. A statement said by a teacher to his student. And for the testimony to be valuable, we have to know where did it come from, right? For the testimony to be really heavy and meaningful, we have to know who said it. This testimony was said by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and it was said to his student Rabi' ibn al-Khuthaym. So this, the testimony came from the man whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ. If you want to learn the Quran, if you want to understand the Quran, if you want to know anything about the Quran, take it from four people, and the first one on the list is Ibn Mas'ud. This testimony is coming from a man whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his legs are heavier than the mountain of Uhud on the day of judgment in his scale. This testimony is coming from a man who is number six in Islam. The sixth person who took shahada. So he lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the whole journey of the da'wah, and he knows what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves and what he does not love. And when he saw his student, he said, Ya Aba Yazid, law ra'aka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ahabbak. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi would have seen you, he would have loved you. My brothers and sisters, the question that imposes itself, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi saw me, or saw you, would he love you? Or if any of the Sahaba, any of the companions saw me or you, would they say that statement? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, would he love me? Would he love the way I talk? Would he love the way I walk? Would he love the way I carry myself? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, would he love the way I treat my parents? Would he love the way I treat my spouse? Would he love the way I'm raising my children? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found out, what do I do? Would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love my job? Please ask yourself these questions. Would he love the work I do? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my daughter's wedding, would he make dua of barakah, or he would put his head down and leave? If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, would he love me? My brothers and sisters, this is a statement said by a very reliable man, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And not only that, after what he told him that Rasulullah would have loved you, he said, and every time I see you, I remember the ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ, and give the glad tidings to the مُخْبِتِينَ. Who are the مُخْبِتِينَ? And by the way, the only time in the Quran al-مُخْبِتِينَ are mentioned is in Surah Al-Hajj. Who are the مُخْبِتِينَ? That when Ibn Mas'ud look at Rabi' he remembers them. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. الله أكبر. What are the characteristics of the مُخْبِتِينَ? Allah is telling us, who are these مُخْبِتِينَ? The ones whom, when Allah's name is mentioned, they tremble. And they are very patient when they are hit by any calamity. And they establish, they just do not only pray, they establish salat and they spend from what Allah has blessed them with. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhbitin. Add this dua to your dua bank. Ya Allah, make me from the مُخْبِتِينَ. Nobody makes this dua, even though look at these characteristics. Every single one of us dream to have these characteristics. So now, what comes to mind is, who's this man whom Ibn Mas'ud said these things about? Who is he? What did he do? So Ar-Rabi' is a tabi'i. He's a tabi'i. Tabi'i is a person who saw a sahabi, is a person who saw a companion and died as a Muslim. He will be considered a tabi'i. Just like a sahabi is a person who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and died as a Muslim. Not only saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because there are many people who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and died without Islam. So Rabi' was a tabi'i. And Rabi', I'll mention a few things he used to do. Rabi' used to have a grave dug in his living room. Maybe he covers it with a carpet, but he has a grave dug in the living room. And every time Rabi' feels that his heart is hard, he goes down and lie down in the grave for a few minutes and then scream and say, رَبِّ رِجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ. He goes and lie down in the grave and then he recites the ayah, Ya Allah, bring me back so I can do good. And then he gets out from the grave and he said, رَجِعْتَ يَا رَبِيعَ رَجِعْتَ يَا رَبِيعَ يَا رَبِيعَ, you're back, you're back. Start taking advantage of every moment. Can you imagine someone does that on a daily basis? When was the last time that me and you remembered death? While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, akthiru, akthiru, mention abundantly, not just mention, mention abundantly, the destroyer of desires, hadhim al-ladhat. Mention death abundantly. Subhanallah, we see day and night, every other day there's a janazah. We go to the cemetery, we bury dear people, we bury young people, we bury people our age, older, younger, and we still, nothing is shaking us. The other time in the cemetery, wallahi, few brothers on the grave smoking on the grave looking at the grave and smoking. I said to myself, Wow, if this did not shake you, what's going to shake you on the grave? Ya akhi taqillah. Ya akhi taqillah. May Allah cure you from this disease. But not here. Not here. Rabi'a, every day, not only he visits the graveyard, he goes into the grave to make himself feel. What does it mean to be in a grave? And we're not asking you or me to do this, but just literally think that every day could be my last day. Wallahi, every single day could be my last day. Don't be fooled by your health or your wealth or your age. Nothing. Nothing. I was telling the brothers, you see the time. I was telling the brothers yesterday, one of our brothers, he was coming from 14th Street from Plano Parkway, going to come to the Fajr. In order, instead of making a left, he lost conscious and he went straight. So the car is driving by itself. Then he went across and he now facing the incoming traffic. He crossed, the car is driving by itself. He went above the curb and went down the golf course and kept on driving till he landed in the pond. Then he woke up because of the water. He was coming to Fajr. Did he know? When we come to Fajr, I came to Fajr. No, Allah made it easy for you to come to Fajr. Death is coming 100%, and from the moment I started this khutbah till now, it's getting closer to me. Every breath I take, like imagine that Allah designated Ba'jur will have 1.5 million breath. Every breath I take is bringing me closer to my last breath. Rabi' he used to frequently visit his teacher, Ibn Mas'ud. So one time he knocked at the door and the servant opened the door. And she went back to Ibn Mas'ud and said, your blind friend is by the door. Your blind friend is by the door. So Ibn Mas'ud said, I don't have a blind friend. Because he's constantly lowering his gaze, the servant female thought that he's blind. How are you, my brother, with lowering your gaze? Allah ordered me and you, and my sisters also. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ He ordered us to lower our gaze. Now with the social media and the easy access to haram, here where the true believer rise and shine. Lower your gaze. And remember, if you do not want anyone to stare at your wife, your daughter, your sister, or your mother, you yourself do not stare at other people's wives, mothers, sisters, or daughters. احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the rules of Allah. Allah will protect everything around you. My brothers, Ibrahim al-Tamimi, he used to say, I spoke to someone who accompanied the Rabi'a for 20 years, and he said, مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْهُ كَلِمَةً تُعَاب. I accompanied Rabi'a for 20 years, and I never heard him say one bad or evil word. Just one. In 20 years, he did not hear one bad word. Sit in our gatherings for 20 minutes. So who do you think it's fault she got divorced? I think it's her fault. You know what she did? Take them by the list. We start with so and so and we keep going. Yalla. I don't know. I heard. Wallahi, if you know that, what does that statement mean? How dangerous is that statement? I heard they are saying in the community, I don't know. Someone told me. Are you sure? No, I'm not sure, but I heard. Taqillah. Fear Allah. You know what this is called? This is worse than ghibah. This is worse than namima. This is worse than buhtan. This is worse than backbiting, slander, and gossip. This is called ifk. Ifk, alif, fa, ka. And this is exactly what happened with our mother Aisha. Nobody saw anything. And the rumors widely spread. And we all know it was a lie. And you know how many times you said, this is worse than saying something bad about the person. Very simple formula. Wallahi, one of the best formulas from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teacher of the ummah. Listen to this. Three-word hadith. Man samata naja. Whoever is quiet is saved. Let me think before I talk. Let me think before I forward. Let me think before I comment. Let me think. Let me think. Just think. If it's good, bismillah. If it's not, just be quiet. Zip it. Think about every single problem in your life. You will find out that one of the main reasons is what someone said something or someone fought with. Look what your kids did to my kids. You will find out it has something to do with the tongue. Let's follow these simple steps that Rabi' used to do, and bi-idhnillah ta'ala, maybe we will be from the people whom, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw us, he would say, I love you. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ربيع, when someone visits him and he's reading the Quran, he immediately puts something and cover the Quran. He's not doing this ibadah. He tries to hide his ibadat, his acts of worship as much as he can. Should I mention our status right now? Selfie with me and I'm helping the brother. I gave him $10 only. Make dua for us. Brother, take a picture with the Kaaba. I'm making dua. Every ibadah, everybody knows about it. It's on social media. I want everybody, including myself, to ask themselves, is there an ibadah that no one on earth know about, even my wife? Even my spouse, no one knows about that orphan I'm sponsoring. No one knows about those two rak'ah in the middle of the night. No one knows that I finish the Quran every 5-6 days in reading. No one. Everything is exposed. Allah ya akhwan. Rabi' also, subhanallah. He once told his wife, I've been craving stew for 40 days. Can you please cook it for me? She was so happy. He never asks for anything. So she cooked it for him. And as he's about to eat, a man knocked at the door. Who's by the door? A poor old man has not eaten in 3 days. Bring him in. Not only he gave him the food, he fed him his food that he was craving. So the wife went crazy because she spent the whole day preparing the food. She said, Ya Rabi', this man could have been satisfied with a piece of bread. Why are you giving him this food? He does not know how much I went through to give you this food. He does not know how much you were craving that food. You know what he said? Allah knows. So similarly, when we are doing our a'mal, I do not need a fundraising to support the masjid or the school. Allah knows. Allah knows. I don't need people to praise me after I do something good. Allah knows. I don't have to announce to everybody that I did something. Allah knows. That's all that matters. Allah knows. One time he had a horse and the horse was stolen. So the people came and said, Ya Rabbi, make dua against the guy who stole your horse. So Rabbi raised his hands and said, Allahumma in kana ghaniyan fahdi wa in kana faqiran fa'aghni. Ya Allah, if he was rich and stole my horse, Ya Allah, guide him. And if he was poor and stole my horse, Ya Allah, make him rich. Manners. Manners. Why do you think this man deserved such a testimony? On his old age, Rabi'a got so sick. And with that sickness, he used to ask two people to carry him to go to the masjid to pray Jama'ah. Two people, one from the left, one from the right. And they told him, Ya Rabi'a, you are very sick, you are excused. You can pray at home, you're very sick. He said, how can I hear Hayya ala Salah? Come to Salat, come to success, come to success, and I stay at home. Wallahi, my beloved brother, I love that you came to Jum'ah today, but please tell me, why only Jum'ah? Why? What did Allah do to you? Why you only visit him once a week? His doors are open. Where are you at 6:15 a.m. when there are 300 men in the masjid? Wallahi, they're not better than you. But they know the value of coming to the house of Allah. And you should do the same. The salat that you can, Fajr and Isha, the others in between, we are all at work. Bismillah, ya akhi, come to the house of Allah. Get the barakah of being among the jama'ah. My brothers and sisters, I beg Allah Azza wa Jal, and with the best of his names, to make me and you from the people whom Rasulullah SAW, if they saw them, he would love them. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم
One more person here. Just move a little bit. Please come from the back, fill up the main hall. Look down, heels on the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Come from the back rooms. If you are praying, listen carefully. If you are praying on a line on your own and there's a spot in front of you that is empty, your salat is batil. Your salat is gone. If there's a spot in front of you, you have to fill it up. Do not make your own line. The hadith is straightforward. Do not make your own line. If there's no more people and you make a line, alhamdulillah. But if there is space for me to go and I just decided so I can run after the salat, no, habibi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى تدي الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله Please brothers and sisters on your way out support our masjid inshallah جزاكم الله خير